why did they think it was a tiger? It wasn't really a tiger.
No, it was a panther.
You know.
Panthers.
Some kind of...
Cougar.
Yeah, cougar is what it was.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They were in Raby's Swamp as late as when Sister Mary's first child was born. They lived on the edge of a little neck of the swamp down there. They lived down here, you know, mm-hmm. about 15 miles from here. Mm-hmm. And my father and the neighbors came and helped them to build a house, which was just a shell, just the outside walls and a roof, and the rooms divided, but no ceiling, no screens or anything. That's the way they started married life, she and Buddy Wilson. And she didn't dare let the baby cry, because when the baby would cry, this cougar would answer in the bay down there. And she was out, she thought the baby was asleep, and she was out doing her washing at a little shed in back of the house one day, and the baby started crying. Well, she, as quick as she could, got rid of her suds and dried her hands and started toward the house. And as she turned, the cougar was between her and the house going for the baby. But she ran the other way and went around the house and came in the other way and got to the child and stopped his crying, and also got her shotgun and sat. And he came to the windows and looked in. And had he tried to jump through the window, she was going to shoot. And she had to just sit and hold the child until Buddy came home from work. He was cutting cross ties in the swamp. And he always came home at dark. So she spent the rest of the day. And she was so frightened until next day my daddy heard about it. And the Vickers boys up this side of Douglas were famous for their hounds, hunting hounds. And he went and asked them, sent Hosey on horseback, to ask them to come with their dogs to help catch the animal. And they did. And the dogs very quickly picked up its trail from her house and chased it all out of that small part of the bay back into the midst of Raby Swamp, where they lost him in peat bogs and things in there. The peat is so deep in there, there was a fire in this swamp at one time, and you could put this house in the holes of peat that was still burning. It burned for years.
Mm.
Peat was burning in the swamp. Mm. It's still there, plentiful, if anyone would dig it out.
Mm.
And Grandma Corbett was
also,
as I told you before, cooking on the fireplace, and she heard a slight noise behind her. The door was open, and she looked around, and there was five Indian women inside the house. And being a pioneer woman, she was not afraid, and she asked them what did they want, and they all had long sticks in their hands, and they pointed to the fire. And she nodded her head, and they put their sticks in the fire, and when they got burning nicely, they marched out. They'd had a long rainy season, and all their fires had gone out, and they had no matches, and went away happy.